Judah Tyerman got a rock tumbler when he was 9. It didn't take long for his passion for rocks to grow, along with his collection.
My mother has a bunch of glass jars that she uses for canning. I ended up throwing things in those that I found. We couldn't eat off the table for probably a month at one point.
What started as a dining room full of shiny stones became a collection big enough to fill a museum. So, he started one. Tyerman opened the Sisula Mineral and Gem Museum in 2016 when he was just 11 years old. And this is a space where you don't just look, you learn by touching.
It's hands-on, it's to get a feel for things. You see all these different things, you don't know actually how much it weighs. There's different densities for some of them, so it can be eye-opening, I suppose.
Tyerman hears it all the time. Parents walking in with strict reminders. Don't touch anything.
They'll tell me quite often that I just spent the last 20 minutes trying to tell him not to touch everything, and then it's just completely ruined for them.
8-year-old Kinsey is visiting the museum, and she's in rock heaven.
Me and Olivia came to visit our Nana, and we thought this would be a cool stop. I love crystals.
She tells me she's already a bit of a collector herself.
I have an amethyst heart at home that's like a heart and then it has like the crystal. We have like this whole like thingy-mabob where we put the things in rainbow order.
But the museum isn't just hands-on. It's heart-forward. Coco Campion works at the museum, and she remembers one little boy who walked through the door and saw something bigger than just rocks.
He was all crazy about rocks, and he basically toured me through our shop and just showing me around, talking about this and that. And he told me that he had met Judah because he came in before and said that he was really inspired by the story and he wishes he could do something like this as well. It was really, really adorable.
It can be easy to miss Radisson on a map. But thanks to a kid with a rock polisher and a few too many stones on the kitchen table, it's become a destination. Like a rolling stone. Because sometimes the best museums aren't built by institutions. They're built by imagination. In Radisson, I'm Brittany Cafe, 650 CKOM.